That's a KTRB classic on the Peter B. Hayes program, The Fortunes. You've got your troubles. And if you were born on March 6th or 7th, maybe you do have your troubles today. Those are the two numbers drawn first in the draft lottery. Isn't it great to win a lottery?
Oh, my goodness.
Hotel.
Peter B. Hayes spending some time with you on a Monday afternoon. A little bit later on this hour, we'll be having...
On KVI, that's Johnny Nash. Quarter after 6 o'clock, the Jack Morton Super Commuter Program without Jack. Jack is down south in Tijuana today. This is Peter B. taking his place, at least for this afternoon. The new dealer in town invites you to meet the Seattle Totems hockey team. Today only, Loberg Oldsmobile GMC Toyota will give you a pair of tickets for tomorrow's hockey game between Seattle and Portland if you take a test drive in any Loberg car or truck. You'll meet Dan Brady, Larry McNabb, Gary Breeden, Dave Dunn, and Tom Riley. They'll be signing autographs, giving away hockey sticks and souvenir pucks of the Seattle Totems Russia National Champion game played last December. Loberg Oldsmobile GMC Toyota will be dealing Oldsmobiles at Chevrolet prices, Oldsmobiles at Ford prices, GMC trucks cut for deal, and Toyotas for less than anyone. It all happens today. Meet the Totems, get free hockey tickets, take home a souvenir, and drive a bargain at Loberg Oldsmobile GMC Toyota, the new dealer in town at 3rd and Burnett, downtown Renton. They're open tonight until 9 o'clock. And the old Winker's got a bunch of people on this Sunday. Glenn Campbell, Helen Reddy, Bobby Goldsboro, Diana Ross, Neil Diamond will show up too, Vicky Carr. Those are the days, Sunday from 1 till 4 o'clock. A fine song by the Friends of Distinction from the KVI Hall of Fame. I think it's been written about some of the politicians we know. Going in circles. The last time I saw them on stage almost 4 years ago, and they are a very, very fine nightclub act. The Friends of Distinction. That's Going in Circles from KVI. It's a Friday evening. Peter B. for Jack Morton. From the album Rhymes and Reasons, here's Carole King. Been to Canaan. That's Carole King. Been to Canaan. I have no idea where Canaan is. Where is that, James? Is that in Oregon?
Just east of
Racine, Wisconsin. I should have known.
Pharmacists and retail guys?
25 after 6 o'clock, Peter B. sitting in for Jack Morton. And I finally have the chance to tell you about Optic Windshield Cleaner. And I'm real happy that I've got the chance to do this. I am very grateful to the radio station and to the Optic people. Okay, well, I want to talk to you who don't use a windshield cleaner at all, you dumb fumpos. From a safety standpoint, that's a lot like not using your seatbelt. You know that? You know how important it is to buckle up. Well, clear, undistorted vision is important, too. If you can't see clearly, you're a safety hazard. But there is a windshield cleaner that'll take care of all that. It's called Optic. Optic is a windshield cleaner that was developed and used on the Boeing 747. And today, the pilots of TWA, Pan American, Northwest Orient, United, Eastern American, and Delta all use Optic windshield cleaner. It dissolves dirt and oily film that can cause distorted vision. So take a tip from the airline pilots and from me. I use it on my sunglasses. Start using Optic. It works better than any other product on the market in dissolving windshield film caused by oil and moisture. That's Optic. Next time you visit your nearby Ernst store, ask for Optic windshield cleaner, the one most major airlines use for cleaner windshields. Don't forget that name, Optic. It's Aubrey by Bread. The rumor is around that Bread is going to combine with another group called Meat, and they intend to call themselves Sandwich. I'm glad it's Friday. I ran out of good jokes way back on Monday.
KVI Seattle.
Good evening. It's the top hour of KVI Music for Peter B. Here we are in the home stretch. I think I just might make it. Hope the bars stay open till 7.
We've been running on it.
One last set of footsteps. Jim Croce, 25 before 7 o'clock. Yes, right on, Kimo Sabe. S.L. Savage has a new Dodge Sport at special savings, too. See S.L. Savage, 9th and Lenora, here in Seattle. Coming up on Theater of the Mind this evening, just about 23 minutes away, we actually have two things for you. Our first feature, Family Theater, The Blue Memorandum, with Lionel Barrymore, and Suspense. The episode is called To Find Help, with, of all people, Frank Sinatra and Agnes Moorehead. That's on Theater of the Mind tonight at 7.
Tradewell.
Brought to you by your friendly Tradewell store, headquarters for USDA Prime Beef. The top grade of beef that your money can buy. I certainly do dig that one by the Adresi Brothers. And we've got to get loud again. 20 before 7 o'clock, KVI with Peter B. on the Super Commuter Jack Morton Show. Jack should return sometime next week as soon as the authorities will let him cross the Mexican border back into our country. Vaughn at Sailor Gate is now having a 10-day sale. You've heard of Vaughn, the men's store. They've been catering to business and professional men throughout the West since 1927, long time ago. That's Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. And right now, Vaughn is selling everything in the store at unbelievable prices. Just listen to these. Suits, $28. Sport coats, $18. Double knit slacks, only $5. This isn't sale merchandise. This is top quality, traditional clothing. Vaughn has two stores in Seattle. In the U District on University Way near 43rd and downtown at the corner of 3rd and Cherry. That's Vaughn at Sailor Gate, where suits are $28, sports coats $18, double knit slacks going for $5. But hurry and shop while the selection is still good.
Real butter.
Butter's really versatile, too. If you run out of Brill Cream, you can kind of rub some on your hair.
KVI.
Of course, you know the wethead is dead, but there are a few holdouts. I'm KVI, and it's Carly Simon with a song written about her old boyfriend, Kris Kristofferson. That whole song can be summarized in just a couple of words, and what she is saying is, flake off, creep. It's 15 ahead of 7 o'clock. Time for some tantalizing tidbits from Marv Tenney's Lake City Toyota. The used car lot at Marv Tenney's is now full of brand new 1972 Toyotas once again. Marv has purchased some more leftover 72 Toyotas from the factory just to sell to you at discount prices. For example, I've got a couple here. You can buy a brand new, never been driven 1972 Corolla Coupe, two-door or four-door, with vinyl top and automatic trans and 40 other no extra cost options, only $2,299.69. And these cars all carry Marv's famous warranty. If you prefer to lease a car, Marv can put you into a brand-new leftover 72 Toyota, fully warrantied and backed again by Marv's famous service. For just the cost of the license plate and the first month's lease payment, you get the car. There's no down payment period, and in many cases, leasing can be tax-deductible. Marv Tenney's Lake City Toyota.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here are the Seattle Supersonics.
Put yourself in Seattle Center Coliseum tonight for more exciting NBA basketball when the Sonics meet the Atlanta Hawks with Pistol Pete Maravich. And listen to this. The first 5,000 kids will receive a free Sonic wristband courtesy of McDonald's restaurants, who also have two-for-one coupons for the game. Game time is 8 o'clock. Students and juniors 16 and under admitted for half price in all sections. So remember, free Sonic wristbands and a great game between the Sonics and the Hawks, 8 o'clock. Just about an hour from now at the Seattle Center Coliseum.
KVI, Seattle.
The road is...
Probably one of the, if not the most talented contemporary songwriter around today. Couldn't find too much argument on that point. Neil Diamond, singing a song that he didn't write for a change. 8 before 7, Peter B. at KVI.
People smile and tell.
A nice Canadian lady. That's by Ann Murray. And it's Danny's song. Good evening. It's 5 before 7 o'clock. Jack Morton, Super Commuter, has been absent all day. This is Peter B. Taking his place. Be sure and be listening for the Peter B. program, 8:05 tonight. But I'm not going to be here. Al Walters will be here. Take care of you until midnight on a Friday.
The rotary engine, its uniqueness.
I'd love to. Stop in and look over all five new rotary engine Mazdas at Coachman for Mazda in Olympia or Scotty's Mazda in Bremerton. If before I leave, I have to tell you about one more thing, because it's time now to pick the 1973 KVI Concert Critic. If you're interested in exposing your hidden talents on KVI and seeing some spectacular shows at the same time, here's all you have to do. Write a review or critique in 100 words or less of any of the KVI shows. Hardwick, Greg Oss, Jim French, Jack Morton, myself, or Don Furman. If you're the author of the most interesting review or critique, you'll be named the KVI Concert Critic. You'll win a pair of box seats to all of the Northwest releasing events coming to Seattle this year, and you'll have the chance to review each show here on KVI. For six of the events, get this, you'll be the guest of one of the KVI guys for dinner before the Northwest releasing show. Remember, write your review of one of the KVI shows in 100 words or less and send it to Concert Critic, KVI, Tower Building, Seattle, 98101. Deadline is Friday, March 2nd. 2 minutes before 7, that does it for Peter B. The end of my first week in Seattle. I have survived. It has been enjoyable, and it has been quite an experience. In fact, it has been an enjoyable experience. Have a nice weekend. I'll see you Sunday morning. Bye.
An elephant will bear from 5 to 12 calves during her lifetime, weighing from 150 to 200 pounds at birth. I'd like to try that, Mommy. And she carries her babies from 18 to 22 months. That's a 2 to 3 times as long as you mommies out there in Radio Land get to carry your babies along with you, hanging out there in front. You know, so just think, things could be worse if you were married to an elephant. You could be pregnant for 22 months, and besides, people would probably look at you and stare as you walk down the street, strolling hand in trunk. Being married to an elephant wouldn't be too cool.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Thank you.
Talking some more about Trisha Nixon's wedding over the weekend. When the president called the Weather Bureau to ask about the chance of rain, they gave him an answer a politician would have been proud to deliver himself. They said the chance of rain was going to be 50-50. You talk about politicians being noncommittal. From Coke. Something else I noticed at the wedding of Trish Nixon and Eddie Cox over the weekend was their wedding cake. How could you avoid noticing that wedding cake? 6 feet and 10 inches tall. Who would have a mouth big enough to eat a wedding cake that size? Well, now we know why they invited Martha Mitchell, I think. They don't call her the mouth of the Potomac for nothing.
That's in Coeur d'Alene's Rex Geller.
There's been a lot of talk about Senator George McGovern's choice of a running mate. What's his name? What is his name? Senator Thomas Eagleton of Missouri. I think that's where he's from. But don't forget, back in 1968, people were saying, Spiro who? And now, just 4 years later, people are saying, Spiro who? Who is he anyway?
J-R-B.